Yirat Hashem, Second Talk. As we learnt in our last talk, the term Yirat Hashem, the fear of God, actually means the fear of being separated from God. We also learned that this mitzvah is the first of the root mitzvot from which all the other mitzvot come. This week, we are going to look more closely at its association with the word Bereshit, which is the first word which opens the whole of the Torah, in the beginning. To start our talk, we are going to first of all listen to the words of the Zohar on this mitzvah as they are written in Aramaic. I suggest you take the moment to sit quietly and allow the sound of the holy words of the Zohar to penetrate your being. Bereshit bara Elohim. Hadahi pikuda kadma duchulo. Vikra'i pikuda da yirat Hashem. Dikra'i reshit. Dichtiv reshit chochma yirat Hashem. Yirat Hashem reshit da'at. Begin di milada reshit ikrei. Vada'ihi tar'a le'ila'a gom heimenuta. Val pikuda da. This is the translation of those words into English. In the beginning, God created. This is the first commandment of all, and this mitzvah is called Yirat Hashem, the fear of being separated from God, which is called Reshit, meaning first. As it is written in the Psalms, the beginning of wisdom is Yirat Hashem. And in Proverbs it is written, Yirat Hashem is prior to knowledge. Because this matter of Yirat Hashem is designated as first. And this is the gateway to enter into faith. It is on this mitzvah that the whole world stands. Rabbi Yehuda Lev Ashlag, called the Bala Sulam, comments on this Zohar as follows. Explanation. Rabbi Shimon is asking a question. In one place in the scripture, Yirat Hashem, the fear of being separated from God, is placed as being prior to wisdom. And in another place, it is placed as being prior to knowledge, which is right. To our 21st century ears, this does sound like semantics. What is the difference, anyhow, between wisdom and knowledge, and does this really matter? To understand what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is really asking, we need to know that the terms wisdom and knowledge refer to Chochmah and Da'at, the Sfirot, the channels of God's light. The one Chochmah is translated as wisdom, and da'at is translated as knowledge. But these do not mean wisdom and knowledge in our 21st century senses. These are aspects of God's light. These sfirot come in a certain order. And Rabbi Shimon is asking, which of the sfirot does Yirat Hashem really have priority over? Is it Chochmah or is it da'at? And he answers by pointing out that Yirat Hashem is prior to every single Sfirah that there is, and that it is impossible to apprehend any Sfirah unless one first acquires Yirat Hashem as a precondition. Now, this does have meaning for our lives. This is serious. This means that we cannot actually get any of God's light, be recipients for any of God's goodness, which comes through the Sfirot, unless we first have the attribute of Yirat Hashem. That is, unless we first have that attribute of being afraid to do something that will separate us from our Creator. We've spoken about this in the previous talk. We get separated by using our wills to receive for oneself alone without consideration for other people. This is the basis. We have to refrain from using our wills to receive oneself alone before we can receive any of God's light. The Bala Sulam goes on to say, And this is what is written. And this is the gateway to enter into faith, because it is impossible to acquire perfect faith except from Yirat Hashem, from the fear of being separated from God. May the one be blessed. Now, from a logical point of view, this sounds like a non-starter. How can one develop the fear of being separated from God if one doesn't have faith in God or believe in God to start with? Maybe I don't believe that God exists. How can I have the fear of being separated from God first? Surely one needs to believe in God first, and then one can start to work on Yirat Hashem. This was a question that bothered me for quite a few years when I first read this piece. It didn't make sense the way they'd put it. As I say, it took a few years before I began to see that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Ashlag are not talking from a logical place. They're talking from an experiential place. There are certain things in life that one just has to do first. And only later, sometimes years later, do we understand what we gain from any particular action. When we look at our lives clearly, to tell you the truth, much of our lives work out this way. We get married, we find a place to live, we work, we have children, and only subsequently do we reap the fruits of our actions. Only subsequently do we begin to see what the fruits are of any particular action. Here also, Yirat Hashem is not a theoretical concept or a term of philosophy to read about in a book. It is actually a description of the most important relationship we actually have, the relationship with our Creator and with our innermost souls. It is the most important relationship because it is the one on which all other relationships stand. If we are not true to ourselves, to our innermost self, then we cannot be true to other people. And here we're being taught that the most fundamental aspect of this relationship, the basic aspect of this relationship, is Yirat Hashem, which means the fear of doing something that's going to cause me to be in separation, which means to be in opposition of form from God. The fear of acting only in my own interests, without any relationship to anything else other than myself. Only when I focus on not doing this, only when I focus on the Yirat Hashem, will my faith grow. Faith in God is a light. Like love, it cannot be forced. You can't work it the other way round. It grows through tending with loving care, the awareness of the most important relationship in our lives. Thus, truly, Yirat Hashem is the gateway to faith. Rabbi Ashlag concludes his explanation by bringing the verse from Jeremiah chapter 33. I created the day and the night. I gave the statutes for the heaven and the earth. Since Yirat Hashem is the gateway for faith, it is the prerequisite for fulfilling any of the mitzvot. And therefore, it is Bereshit, it is the beginning, because only through Yirat Hashem can the world and the individual human being fulfill the purpose for which they were created.